I know that you have enjoyed the true faith. I know. It's hard. It's been hard to get up here and to express yourself within the comprehension and understanding of everybody.
That's right.
And one of the reasons for that is because we have been talking many different things about the same thing. And we didn't know how to go about proving one thing or the other. And the consequences were that a lot of doctors come out of almost anything they said of you. A lot of doubt. I don't know whether you noticed it or not. On the TV tonight, Bishop Pike was on there. And he is up before the... he's on the carpet. But as I said, you see, he was on his feet and whatnot, and got him on trial for basing up before the bishops about the birth and so forth and so on, and his teachings contrary to what the Church of England thought. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but it was something. Now, I have here a little piece of paper here that's cut out of the Los Angeles Examiner. That the Los Angeles Times. Los Angeles Times. It is dated 10/26, I believe. I want to tell you before I tell you anything about this. Now, don't you get excited. I'm not going to keep you over time. Now, let's attempt to go down. But I do want to tell you about this. I want to tell you about this. I'd like for Dr. Harris to get up here and read. And you listen while you read.
Miner's wheel calls for proof of human soul. About 18 days will be set aside next year in which to prove scientifically the existence of the human soul. To the organization which can do this, and at least 8 will try, the prize is more than $205. The money was left by James Kidd and Arizona Gorham Miner, died in 1951. Kidd's will said his estate would go to any person or group furnishing some scientific proof of the soul of the human body which leaves at death. Attorneys believe the money also could be awarded to anyone who is merely researching the existence of soul. Superior Court Judge Robert L. Myers said a hearing expected to last 8 days is to begin next March the 6th. Kidd, a bachelor, said in his will he had no heirs. Seeking to qualify for the money are the California Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the Arizona Board of Regents, the Arizona Foundation for Neurology and Psychiatry, Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the University of Life Church, Incorporated, Neurological Sciences Foundation, Physical Research Foundation, Incorporated, and the Aquarium Foundation.
Thank you very much. Now, you see that? After all these many years, but then they're not too sure about it. Now, Bishop Short says, I let him read that. He said he'd give that back to him. And he is going to write it. Now, I said all of that, I want you to know all of that. So that you can see this one thing about this picture.
There is no way on earth to do
it other than the way that we go about it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You either do it this way or else. Now, nobody can come along and quote for $200,000 and see that from 1961 down to the present time, because that time is going to have an all-institutions, church organizations, Roman Catholics, and Protestants, and whatever, and everything else, and they're there all this time, and nobody's able to bring them to that. You didn't want to have that don't make sense. Get it? Now, the reason why they can't prove it is because, you see, they don't know how to go about it. Okay. You get it now? And Bishop Pike is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Get the point? Contrary to what the rest of them believe and taught. Now here I come. You see? Now I'm against the whole entire thing.
Get the point?
See? In other words, I have challenged the world. And I say this to you. And now some of you know this because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, believe it, I said know it. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. Yeah, I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know, you see, that it's this way or none at all.
Right.
You see? There isn't anybody on earth with this organization. That's right. Living or dead. Now, I didn't say that to be bold. I just said it because it's bold. I said, how did I do that then? You see? It's fine. Now, I've tried my best to tell these folks what my mission was. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was sent in this closing of this age, just like Noah was sent in the closing of the Antediluvian. You understand? And just like Messiah was sent that, then the closing of that one, then the age that's closing now, I was sent. See? Now here's my job. Now here is my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here. You see? What Messiah and them have done, you understand? And what John on the Isle of Patmos has done. See? Disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all and Moses and John and everybody else in between that faith and John and proving it is so. Now that's what my job is. That's what that's what I come. Okay? That's the way it is. Now, let me say something. It's not going to do anybody any good. Now, those that I'm 35 years old now.
you understand? And nobody from nowhere at no time during this 35 years, and I told you I've been in the colleges and academies and everywhere else. Believe it or not. You see, I made a statement Sunday like this. I said, I have been everywhere, seen everybody, know everything, know everybody, been every place, heaven, earth, hell, and everywhere else. You understand? You understand? Now, that might have sounded, you know, like that wasn't so. But it is. Somebody said, well, have you been over to Jerusalem, or have you been over yonder and so forth and so on? No, not in finally afraid, but I did. You know, this body has never been there. You understand? In bodily flesh. But I've been there. But anyway, I haven't been. I've been here. Somebody always says, show me somebody that comes from heaven, you understand? Ain't nobody never been to heaven and got back to tell nobody that.
That's right.
With me. And so your physical body be walking around here on earth.
You see?
Your state of consciousness, while you are walking around on earth, as Jesus got to be dead, you understand? And in that state of death, if you look in Revelation, you find that death and the grave. And this body that you have, here, understand, is the grave in which you are in it. If you are alive, you are being transformed or changed while you're walking around in this body. You understand? Then you are already in heaven. Now, you want some proof of that, don't you? You want some Bible proof. You see, Colossians. Now, that's the reason why I tell you. You understand? I have been there. In fact, of the matter, I live there. I don't live here. You understand?
Yeah.
Get it? Now look, the apostle is telling you this, that when he was crucified with Christ, I'm trying to tell you in that time so you can check it up in your book. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Listen, I want you to read the third chapter of Colossians. And I want you to begin with the 15th verse. It's no wonder people don't understand this Bible. See, with you and your kind of mind, you don't know nothing about what these apostles are talking about. And you're bound to have all this friction. You know, like Bishop Bishop Price See, and you remember I told you always get these subjects and predicates together. See, this thing of these chapters and verses being divided up here, you understand? Now that's what made a mess out of it with a lot of people. You see, because now the subject may be up here in the second chapter, you understand? And the predicate way down here somewhere, 15, 20 verses deep in the third chapter. Now, in the second chapter, he's showing you how you're crucified, you understand? Oh, well, I'll put it this way. How you're circumcised without hands, you see? And right in that, you were buried with him, you understand? By baptism into his death. Listen, Wallace, and right in that you are raised with the operation of the Spirit.
Right.
Now you haven't put no hands on nobody. You've got him circumcised. You understand? You've got him buried. And you've got him resurrected then. You understand? You get it?
Yeah.
Now, here he is. I'm skipping. Because I said I didn't want to keep you here, see? Now, here's the third chapter. Now, you listen at it.
Read the third chapter. Begin at the first verse.
if he can be risen with
me. Now, if he is. If he can be risen.
All right, great. Speak those things which are above.
Speak those things which are above.
Where Christ is on the right hand.
See? Now, if he be risen, see, don't be thinking the earthly things or the materialistic things. Listen now. Because for this reason, they only point to the spiritual. Did you take a natural to see a spiritual? That's the reason why God gives them the law in a natural sense to lead them to the spiritual. That's the reason why Paul is saying the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the natural things that are made. Even his eternal power in God is. You're made like you are. A man walking around that you can look at. See, put your hand on. Feel, touch. You understand that? You're made like that to respect, you understand, the construction of the spiritual embodiment. That is to say, you're made in the likeness of him. Very glorious. That's why you're like you are. You understand? If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Right.
Now, you've been in the literal, the natural, all your life. You were born in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stick those things which are above, that Christ is on the right hand of God. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on.
Set your affection on things above.
Set your affection on things above.
Not on things on the...
Not on the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, please. Now, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is far consumption to join, get them to complete them. For you're dead. You understand? From mm-hmm. a literal, physical, natural point. See? You're dead. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't write a letter to a dead man. He couldn't read it. Would you?
No.
You understand? That's why I've got that attention now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? What he is talking about is this. You understand? The man is dead to the thing of this world,
mm-hmm.
but to this materialistic realm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see? All right, please.
And you're right.
Now you're dead, and this is now, and you're alive.
With
now you say I'm alive. You say I'm walking around. You understand? My life.
See?
Mm-hmm. Is here with Christ in God. Now here comes that idiot. So listen, if you're a Christian, I want to see you live the life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, can't you see you have to get on up from here?
That's right.
Come on up here where I am.
That's right.
What do you mean by that? If he don't want to see you get the back away, see? He don't want to see you to another back. You understand? You were talking about. Now he saw the doing away with your habit. He saw that cleaning up. He saw that getting sanctified and holy. You understand? That's what he saw. You see what I'm talking about? Well, he don't know nothing about it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I eat what I please. Drink what I please. That is none of your business.
Mm.
And I don't meddle with what you eat and drink. And the reason why I don't, because it is none of my business.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You see? And so don't you come around talking about you want to see me. See? I eat what I want. Drink what I want to drink. You understand? And listen, I go where I please. Come back when I get ready. Oh, God, the devil, man, just come out of that place over there. Don't you know that's the worst place in the world? You understand? I just see him come out. You understand? Well, listen, where you think a man of God is sent to? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't tell me you want to see me live a lot. See, you look at me around now. Well, now somebody says, well, now, this is the same thing. You understand? Always the pure and undefiled religion before God the Father. It's that. It's the business to win it. And the orphans in their afflictions and keep himself unspotted from the world. Didn't he say that? Yes,
what?
He did say that. But you don't know what he's talking about. You see, now this is what they thought about that. Because they live on this earth plane, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Some woman died, or some man died, I tell you, you understand? And they hauled him off to the cemetery, you understand? This is what they think James is talking about. See, and before they got him in the cemetery, good. You understand? Maybe that same week. You just got through telling you, the pastor, that what James said, killing under fire religion before God the Father is dead, is the thing of the widow. Now here you said, telling him he's going there and visit that woman because she's a widow now. You see? Said, I see his car sitting out there. Said, that man ain't cold. I said to him, he was running up his foot all up and down.
That's right.
You understand? Keeping out,
never mind.
There's a child, I tell you. Just keeping out, because that's what I see coming out from there. He said, that's what James said. Cure and undefiled. See, now, if you do what you said, if James said for you to do, you're cured. See, here's the widows and the orphans. And they're afflicted to keep themselves unspotted from the world. Did you hear something about? Now, when you go to church, you understand? They're there over here talking about, I want to see you live a Christian life. Just like they're looking at what you eat and drink and meddling in your business. You understand? Now, this is not a dietary regime. And what you see often with your physical eyes, you understand? You can't always remember. You understand? But what you see with your eyes, I'm not talking about these things, I mean with your eyes. Your eyes of your understanding. You understand? You count them. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Now, if ye be dead, if ye be risen,
with Christ,
seek those things which are above. But Christ is on the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
See? For ye are dead, and your life is filled with Christ in God.
Right. See? When Christ, who is our life...
Now, when Christ...
Mm-hmm.
When Christ, who is our life...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Shall appear.
Shall appear.
Then shall ye also appear with him.
See, I'll be right along with him. See, you will look at me all around your house, baby dear. You see, understand? I live on another plane.
Okay.
The real me, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm dead and my life is here and Christ is gone. Now, if you want to see me when you do see me, you understand? It's just too late.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Because when he appears, somebody always talking about the loving that appears, the blessed that appears, but when he appears, you understand, he won't be coming back after me either. You understand? No, no. I'll be right with
you. Okay.
You see, I'll be right with you. You understand? That's the reason why I said I don't live on this place. I live in another state. You understand? That's the reason why. I can tell you what's there. You understand?
Right.
You want to know? Ask me.
Yeah, that's right.
That brother is dead. Don't let Bishop George get up in the morning.